Susan Saunders, you might have heard, I'm a little bit of an Olympic fan girl, and in to help us all learn about the most exciting part of the Olympics for most people, which is the figure skating. We have one of the top coaches of Central Illinois Figure Skating Club, the top coach, Madeline Brooke, and then Lena Chaudhry. Are you still president of Central Illinois Figure Skating Club?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, you've been president for so long, I didn't know if it would ever stop.
Yes, I founded the club, and I've been president of the club for the last 5 years.
And you have a daughter who is a pairs figure skater.
Yes, she is.
So how long will she stay in the Central Illinois Figure Skating Club? We don't lose her at any point in time,
no,
do we?
No, okay. She will never have to change her club.
Good.
See, she could move out off here, go somewhere else, train somewhere else, have a partner from another part, but she will always be part of Central Illinois Figure Skating Club.
And we are waiting for the day when we have our first medal from Central Illinois Figure Skating Club
that
at the Olympics.
That would be really nice.
How close are we, Madeline? I mean, we've been watching some skaters from this area year after year. Is there anybody that's getting closer within the next decade?
Oh, definitely within the next decade. We did have a former club member who's moved away, and he did really well. But we've got some little ones mm-hmm. coming up. Oh, my goodness. And with Maisha's training with a former the 2017 national pair champion, Brandon Frazier. He is her pair coach. I am her moves and freestyle coach. And so hopefully we look for a partner and see what happens. Pairs is, as you saw last night in the Olympics, what an amazing sport.
Now, see, I hate to admit, especially to the two of you, that I haven't caught up on the pairs figure skating.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Free skate from last night. Because I don't know if you heard, it was Valentine's last night. And so we went out and we did something else. And I had a big meal and I came home. I fell asleep. And I was like, oh, I'll watch it later. And then I realized, crap, I don't have that. But I watched all of the competition team of figure skating. So I got to see names here and there of everybody in you know, men's and singles and pairs and back and forth. So I will go ahead. You can spoil anything for me last night. I deserve it.
Well, for the team event, the history making for the U.S. was Mirai Nagasu.
Triple axel.
The first American athlete to land a triple axel in competition. She's not the first to land one,
no,
but she's the first.
Tonya Harding holds that title, right?
No, she does not.
Not a triple axel?
No, she did a triple axel at Nationals, but Midori Ito and Mawasada were the first two athletes in the world to land triple axels. So with Mirai...
At
the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And Mirai was, I was there in Boston 4 years ago when she did an amazing, amazing job. And the Olympic Sports Committee for the United States says, no, we're going to send Ashley Wagner.
And that was a mistake.
And that was tough.
Yeah. I mean, now looking back on it, you know, we can armchair quarterback.
Sure.
But it gave her something to strive for. And I'm very excited that she's had the chance to say, you made a mistake in her performance this
year.
Well,
and the other one is Adam Rapon. He was the beneficiary of the Olympic Sports Committee sending him this year. But he did what he needed to do to get that team a bronze medal. He was amazing.
And was, in my opinion, underscored in comparison to his Russian counterpart.
He is an amazing skater, but technical element-wise, he is not there. You know, it doesn't matter how much we love him.
I know, but if you want to compare quads versus triples, I get it. But let me ask you both, because I've had many calls and emails and questions about, why didn't Adam have a higher score? And we can all follow the little green, yellow, red boxes up in the corner. But I have to ask you both, do you appreciate or not the fact that you can get credit for landing a quad even if you fall on your ass after?
Yes.
You're okay with it.
Yes.
The GOE immediately, which is grade of execution, that's a score that the judges give. When a skater falls, they immediately have to, it's mandatory, they get a negative 3 from each and every judge. So you have to compare the scale of values, which is what the numerical point system that the technical panel gives to each jump. And that, so you combine those two things together. I personally, the quads are wonderful, But the artistry and what we the component score, how well did you do? How much emotion?
Because that's where Adam won.
That's, oh, yes.
Hands down.
Yes.
But as people were comparing the technical scores between the two, I personally, as a home viewer who's not involved in the sport, get bothered by the fact that a fall after so many rotations still counts more.
It's a series of numbers.
It's a series of numbers. Somebody asked me that specific question yesterday, that why Patrick Chan of Canada was got a higher score than Adam when he fell twice during the program. And I said, because his program was technically loaded. Mm-hmm. He had two planned quads. In one quad, he fell. The other one, he didn't. He flawlessly executed that. So he got a...
So he got the bonus points for the quad, as well as the base point.
And the first quad that he tried, he completely rotated it, but he fell on it. So when you rotate something completely, you get a base value for that jump.
Well, here's what I want. I want five extra points for a person who skates a flawless performance and doesn't fall at all.
Now, guess what? The International Skating Union very soon will be changing the grade of execution from -3 to +3 to just what we said. We want to see more, so they're going to be very soon. I don't know when it's going to be implemented, but it's -5. To +5.
So they're going to give
them more room. And then, of course, for us coaches, we scramble to get the information to make sure that the kids are doing what they need to do, because that's the elite level.
10:14 here at WJBC. Again, you're hearing the voices of Madeline Brooke, who's Central Illinois Figure Skating head coach.
Not head coach, just one of the coaches.
One of the coaches, but the one everybody calls a head coach because she's been doing it for so long. Lena Chaudhry, who is the president of Central Illinois Figure Skating Club, and also the mom of a up-and-coming skater who's working on her pair's future right now. Mm-hmm. Now, you watched the pair's figure skating last night, Lena.
Yes.
Were you watching with your daughter?
Yes.
And what did you see out of the pair's figure skaters last night?
You want a spoiler?
I haven't seen it yet, but I want a spoiler.
Watch the German team. It's going to give you goosebumps. They were flawless.
Tears.
Nobody so far at the Olympics, nobody had a flawless program. That was the first flawless program. And her story, this is her fifth Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
She has 3 Olympic bronze medal, 5 world championship, but never an Olympic gold. Finally, she got her Olympic gold.
That's outstanding. Now, wait. She's how old if she's had 5?
34 or 35,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And in skating terms, Madeline, is that older than normal? Is the right age still? Because we keep seeing these very baby faces show up in the Olympics.
You do have baby faces, but remember, the Olympics is more adults. Athletes. Brian Botano was the first athlete to start pushing the age of men past 25, 26, 28. Now it's very normal for ice dancers and for pairs to be in their 30s. Lena said, last night was unbelievable. I started crying. I had never seen, and I've been in this sport coaching for 47 years. 47. It's been 47. My goodness gracious. And I just started crying. I'd never seen anything like that. Because
was it your favorite pairs performance ever?
I would say.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. There was such... It took you to another realm.
Yeah.
It was just, I went, oh my goodness, it's over. Mm-hmm. How can that program? When something is really incredibly good in skating, it's super short.
Mm-hmm.
And yet 4.5 minutes. And it was just amazing. They went up for the split twist and her hands over her head, they get a level 4.
Mm-hmm.
The height of the throws, and as I was explaining earlier, in skating, when you land a jump, it's between 8 to 10 times your body weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these young ladies are range from 90 pounds mm-hmm. to 110 pounds. Now, throw that girl something like 20 feet across the ice. You add 7 feet, of height in the height of her jump or her throw, and she's got to land on those little itty-bitty legs.
How do their knees hold up?
Good training. Oh, mm-hmm. As our athletes, Maisha goes to training a couple times a week, yeah. And these are strong, strong women and strong men. I mean, they're just well trained. 40 years ago, now just go out and do it. Not anymore.
Okay, now Lena, you watch your daughter, who is approximately what height and weight?
She is little over 5 feet, okay. And she weighs about 95 pounds.
So that's perfect for pairs figure
yes.
skating. And does she also work out in the weight room,
yes.
working on
yes.
muscles?
She has a personal trainer that she works with.
Do you have any idea how much her legs can push after all of these years?
A lot. her personal trainer will tell you, here is a funny story, that she beat almost everybody at push-up test at her high school.
I can imagine that because she's a full-time athlete in a way that no regular high school athlete.
She's an amazing scholar, just super intelligent person. She delegates her time quite well.
I'm always impressed at the fact that figure skaters dedicate early morning hours until mm-hmm. late morning hours, and they really usually don't get a life, especially if they're in school, mm-hmm. Trying to do both. Where is Maisha at her timeline right now? You said she's a
senior,
a trainer
at high school,
right? But she's doing pairs training in Chicago.
She does pairs training with Brandon Fraser mm-hmm. At Chicago. She has a personal trainer here. She works 5 days a week with her coach, a freestyle and moves coach.
But is she going to concentrate on skating after high school, or is she going to try and do college simultaneously?
She will continuously balance everything as she has done on
which skaters do.
Wow. Okay. So the reality is it's much harder than it looks.
Yes.
We've said this before. But you're a mom who doesn't want her baby to get hurt, and mm-hmm. you're watching pairs figure skating. Mm-hmm. You loved the Germans mm-hmm. last night, mm-hmm. but did they do some things you never want to see your daughter do?
No.
Danger-wise?
Danger-wise is always there. You always think about it. Because when you hear the story of the Chinese pair champion and how many times she has been hurt, how many times last month she had to have 18 stitches in her thighs from
the blade.
Mm-hmm. So that is always there. That fear is always there. But you learn to rise above your fear. I always think if she can do it, she is willing to do this. I see the joy in her face when she does it. So
she goes up in the air, she lights up.
Yeah, and how can I not, how can I let my fear get in the way of this?
Can you promise me, though, the first time she tries a death spiral, she'll wear a helmet?
Okay. Oh, no, she's already got a death spiral.
So many death spirals.
A forward inside death spiral.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, that is when the gentleman is holding on to the ankles of his partner, and her head is about an inch and a half away from the ice.
Not ankles, just a wrist.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've seen it done with the ankles. Yeah. Maybe that's a different throw.
That's a different thing.
Okay, yes. My apologies. Yeah. I was thinking of the wrong one.
Where they go full speed, the gentleman is going backwards on an outer edge. There's different kinds of death spirals, but one that she already has, and it's got two full complete revolutions already, is a forward right inside death spiral. And they simply hold
wrists. Oh, that's
wrists.
Where he's spinning
they
in the
spiral
middle.
Around like a nautilus shell.
Mm-hmm. And that's where she's not looking down at the ice. She's looking up,
oh,
correct?
Yeah.
So that is an ultimate
She has
act
a really
trust.
Pretty one.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And not always. Sometimes they're a little tilted. They're looking basically on towards the ice. It is a scary looking thing.
Okay, well, what was the scariest thing the Germans did last night, if I go home and review?
I
or
would say
the
throws, and there are two lifts, the entrance into the lift and the exit out of the lift. That's where they get that four, grade of execution,
mm-hmm.
And so high, because as the difficult entrance into an element and out of an element. And those two entrance and exit out of those was kind of scary. I'm like, oh, my God, she's going to fall.
Well, it's not just scary for the female. Brandon just 2 weeks ago came in with a bloodied forehead. Huh. And we were like, what happened? And he, of course, coaches. And one of the young ladies did what he called his words. She bailed out on her split double twist. And as a result, the men's noses get bashed. Her blade hit him in
right.
the forehead.
Oh,
yeah. So it's not just the female that has it. The guys, with the girls don't pay attention to details. Mm-hmm. And we try to train very safely, make sure this is exactly what you do. And you saw a picture. We do a lot of off-ice training with things first because you add the speed of movement on the ice and it gets tricky. But, no, I've seen some pretty interesting cuts on men on the inner thighs. As the girls go up in a lift, they'll drag their blade across their inner thigh. That's not fun for the men.
I was worried about our favorite triple axle spinner. I always say her name,
Mariah Nagasi.
I want to say Mariah, but it's like,
Mariah.
When she had a really big piece of athletic tape on her inner thigh, I knew it wasn't a tattoo. But I was worried that somehow she'd gotten cut or injured there, and that's what they were covering up. But she's a solo skater, so that
Elastic tape that you're saying is, the Olympic Sports Committee has incredible doctors that go with the team, specialists in each and every discipline of the Olympics. And sometimes the athletes feel a twinge, and they're going to tape it up. And they're going to make sure that that is protected. And it's about keeping those athletes safe.
I was just worried it was stitches when I saw that piece of tape. And I was like, what is going on over there? Anyway, this, that, and the other. I need to take a short break. We're going to come back with more from Lena and Madeline talking about things you didn't know about figure skating. So we can appreciate the Olympics now more than ever before. Because obviously we don't get more coverage of any other sport than we do figure skating. Although snowboarding's trying to catch up. Real quick.
It's fascinating.
We'll be back with more right after this.
WJBC is C on Twitter.
All right, we're going to try and smash this in as fast as we can because I could talk to you two ladies about skating all day long. We should do a podcast some year with Madeline Brooks, Central Illinois Figure Skating Club. She could be your child's next coach if they're a future figure skater, unless you don't have any more room. I know you're very popular. We have Lena Chaudhry, who is the president of Central Illinois Figure Skating Club. And what is the website where we need to go and buy our tickets for the next show?
It's www.ci-fsc.org, and you can find this year tickets at Ticketmaster and or at the Grossinger's Motors Arena, because this year we are at the arena and our guest skaters are the 2017 pair champion Brandon Frazier and Haven Denny,
and that would be your daughter's pair's coach, so we definitely want to watch and support. That show is coming up when?
April 7th.
Right.
Starts at 5 o'clock.
Pepsi
and
Ice Center.
Yes, we're going to have been a Special Olympics Theater on Ice team who has medaled twice nationally.
Now, wait a minute. So, are we going to be in the Pepsi Ice Center? Or are we going to be in
No, you're going to be in the arena.
Arena.
Oh, yeah.
First time.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the lights and the show.
And the lights and the show and the everything. Yeah.
Okay. Very excited about that.
Yeah.
Very excited about
that. So you won't be looking behind somebody. You will be
looking what I want.
Up
above. Now that's a choice. Do I want to sit up, down, or I want to sit down, or I want to sit that's a hard decision. Okay. We will talk more about that later. I only have 45 more seconds and I want to get this in. For upcoming female figure skaters, who do we watch? Lena, I'll start with you.
Two Russian ladies.
Okay.
Evgenia Medvedeva and Alina Zagitova.
This is why I love her. She can go.
And for our, we have three. Karen Chen, Brady Tunnell, Mariah Nagasu. Please, everybody cross everything for Mariah Nagasu to have two perfect programs. So.
And if she does her very best, at best, we're hoping for bronze.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So just, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But the other two are really great. Madeline, you, for single females, who do you root for?
Mariah Nagasu. After seeing her struggles 4 years ago, and she came home to her, she's in Colorado Springs. So we know her. I used to go out there for training.
Yeah.
She works. Work ethic. Oh, amazing.
Incredible.
She just go, do it over. She is a machine, but she's also an artist and amazing. And Karen Chan is just sweet. She's exquisite. She, 4 years from now, the sky's the limit.
Okay, I'm sorry, we're almost out of time. And I'm just going to extend it for a moment. Madeline, who's going to win the men's single competition in skating, figure skating?
Oh, I want it to be Nathan so badly, but yeah, it'll probably be the Japanese
calling
boy.
Calling Nathan and Vincent. Don't forget Vincent.
Vincent, I know.
Love Adam, but technically he's not there.
Yeah, but he's beautiful to watch, and we
will
enjoy it.
Yes, beautiful to watch. But Nathan and Vincent both had a potential.
Okay, but who do you think's going to win?
Hoping Nathan, but there is usual there and Shomo, so hoping Nathan.
I got it. When you watch on television, you have Tara Lipinski and you have Johnny Weir. When you're listening to the radio, we have Madeline, we have Lena. Thank you so much for sharing your skating love, and we will invite you back in so we can talk about the show a little bit more next time before Central Line Figure Skating's big Grand Poobah event. I didn't realize it was in the arena this year.
It is.
Okay, we'll talk more about that in April here on WJBC.